Praise the Lord.
Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, my beautiful, blessed sisters and brothers. Welcome to Worldwide Prayer Faith Ministries, Power Hour of Prayer. We thank God for Jesus. Didn't the disciples say, Lord, teach us how to pray? Lord, teach us how to pray. We're excited about today. This is the day the Lord has made, and we're going to rejoice and be glad in it. I didn't make this day. You didn't make this day. Nobody but our almighty living God. Tell a friend. Tell a family member. Tune in to Worldwide Prayer Faith Ministries Power Hour of Prayer. Thank you for your praise reports. Thank you for your prayer requests. Thank God, God is God, all by himself. We thank God for Jesus. We thank God for prayers being answered. Yes, no, maybe, not now. Your prayer's being answered. And he's an on-time God. Yes, he is. He may not come when you want him, but we know he's always on time. Yes, he is a prayer-answering God. I hear somebody saying, God didn't answer my prayer. Yes, he did. Yes, he did. He told you, wait. Wait. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Wait on the Lord. God is good all the time, and all the time is good. Now, music from our advocate, the true advocate, none other than the apostle, son, Gregory Gilmore, Jr.
He shined his light so him and I can be your one accord. Jesus paid the price he knew that we could not afford. He gave his life, but still we rarely give him our support. He has a plan, but you know, man, we don't know how to miss it. We play our hand, we think he planned, we on our own mission. It's all apart, then we blank off by our own decisions. He laid the passions through the mess, he gave us all a vision. And said we'd rather chill and live our life in total darkness. So many people gully, so they just a walking carcass. Overtaken by desire, so they still be heartless. Weak in the mind, so that's a sign that y'all are walking target. Selfish in the spirit, so you're doing you regardless. Don't even realize that you put your soul out on the market. Letting Satan walk all over you like you was carpet. Trust me, you're not built for hell, he cannot take the charges. I'm spitting Christ to the rhythm. I'm spitting life as I'm fighting demons in the system. I know my plight is to shine light, so pay attention. I'm taking flight through the night, plus I'm using wisdom. I'm spitting Christ, it won't stop. Breaking Christ in city blocks. People unemployed, top the block, so they sell them rocks. Keeping real is hard to knock. When you really know the plot, we need a Christ to style a rock because we are a lost flock.
That's true advocate. That is true advocate. We are a lost flock. We're calling everybody but Jesus. My God, my God. We're calling on the pastor, the prophet, the bishop, the archbishop, the apostle, chief apostle. We're calling on everybody but Jesus. Why, my sisters and my brothers? We need to call upon the Son of the almighty living God. And didn't he cry out, Abba, Father? My God, my God. What are you living for? Are you living for? I'm living for Jesus. I'm living for Jesus. I don't know about you. I want to do what's pleasing and acceptable in the eyesight of the almighty living God. And my sisters and my brothers, you know if you're living the right life. Even a baby know when they're doing something wrong. What are you living for? It's not for me. If you're a man or woman of God, you should be living for Jesus. Release your faith and watch God move in your life. Release your faith as you ask God to answer your prayers. Release your faith today. Whatever you focus on becomes the power in your life. Whatever you focus on becomes the power of your life. My God, my God, my God. Whatever you focus on becomes the power in your life. I want you to get that this morning. Whatever you focus on, trials, tribulations, we're going to have those. Because the Word of God said it wasn't going to be easy. But we don't have to focus on it. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for and evidence of things not seen. Thank you, Jesus. Whatever you focus on becomes the power in your life. Do not allow enemies to have power over you. You continuously thinking about the enemy that did something to you 25, 30, 40, 50 years ago. They have power over you. And so you're focusing on Jesus, how he was nailed to the cross, suffered, died, and bled on the cross for our sins, your sins and my sins. He who knew no sin. Whatever you focus on becomes the power in your life. Are you focusing on God's unconditional love, faith love, the love of Jesus Christ? Are you focusing on how he's forgiven you of your sins, never to bring them back up again? Are you focusing on eternal life, everlasting life with Jesus Christ? When you focus on God, you become a new person, a brand new creature with a vibrant and powerful faith. You're not murmuring and complaining. When you focus on God, there's an energy released all around you that restricts Satan and releases your faith and God's power. You say today, when I think of the goodness of Jesus and all he's done for me, my soul cry out, hallelujah, thank God for saving me. When I think of the goodness of Jesus and all he's done for me, my soul cry out, hallelujah, thank God for saving me. Whatever you focus on becomes the power in your life. Stop giving the enemy power over you. Stop going back into the past. Stop worrying about who don't like you and who do like you. You're going to have some enemies. We know that. So think it not strange that somebody don't like you. And you know what? Thank God they don't like you. Get them out of your atmosphere. Get them out of your space. Get them out of that box. That box is getting too crowded. Many times we look only at the circumstances we are in, the suffering, the trouble, the financial lack, the sickness in our bodies. When we do this, our focus is off God and on the circumstances. What you focus on becomes your reality. By stripes you are healed. By stripes I am healed. Make it a vow. Put God first in your life. In order to be blessed, we often think we have to get rid of our problems. But God is not limited by your circumstances. I want you to hear that this morning. God is not limited by your circumstances. The limit is created by what you are focusing on. It's Monday morning. Thank God you got a job. Thank God you got a home. Thank God you have food to eat. It may not be what you want, but you got something to eat. Thank God you got clean, fresh water. You don't have to walk miles and miles and miles to retrieve. Thank God you can take a shower or a bath. Thank God you got clothes on your back. Thank God you're not in a nursing home, hospital. Thank you, Jesus, assisted living facility. And those of you that are, thank God that you have a place to stay. My God, my God, my God. You may have one bedroom, thank God. You may have an apartment, thank God. Thank God for what you do have. Focus on the goodness of Jesus. What you are focusing your attention on, watch out, becomes power in your life. The crippled man at the pool of Bethesda in John 5, 1 and 10 was in trouble and unable to walk. We got some individuals listening this morning that's not able to walk because of arthritis in their spine. Their knees are aching. Their legs are hurting. Their toes are hurting. But you still have them. I know of a young lady who had her toes and legs and knees amputated. My God, my God, my God. For years, all he had been able to do was focus on his trouble. What are you focusing on this morning? His weakness. But when he got his eyes off the circumstance, got his eyes focused on Jesus, his trouble vanished. His legs were healed. He was able to walk. Are you able to walk this morning? Thank you, Jesus. You might have a walker. You might have a cane. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Somebody ought to praise him this morning. Are you able to see this morning? Just a little bit. Your eyes may be dim, but thank God. You able to say thank you, Jesus. Somebody can't speak this morning. What are you focusing on? Whatever you focus on becomes the power in your life. Are you focusing on, I don't have enough money to pay this bill? You prayed about it. You seek the Lord. Put it in God's hands. He will work it out. And be wise with your money. It's not your money. It's God's money. He wanted to see if he could trust you with it. Use it wisely, my dear sisters and my brothers. Be a good steward of the money that God has placed in your hands. You should know at all times how much money you have in your purse, in your pocketbook, in your home, in your bank account if you have one. Be wise with your money. When you bow to God, you're putting him first. Mm-hmm. We get quiet when it's talking about tithes, offerings. But we want to continuously beg God, I need this, I need that. When you bow to God, you're putting him first. And you're putting your focus completely on him. That's why you can expect something to happen when you tithe and give your offerings. You expect that moving hand of God if you're tithing and planting your tithes in good seed. You can't just plant your seed in any crop, anywhere. No, no, no. You got to plant that seed where it's going to grow and flourish. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Somebody's getting it this morning. Thank you, God. Watch where you plant your seeds. My God, my God, my God. You want it to grow and you want it to blossom. Plant your seeds where you're being helped. Plant your seeds where you're being supported. Plant your seeds where you know people are living right. That's why David said, vow and pay, and God will deliver you in times of trouble. Watch out. Somebody's in trouble this morning. That's why David said, vow and pay, and God will deliver you in times of trouble. My God, my God, my God. Somebody's got to pay a fine. Uh-huh. Yeah, you got to pay that fine. And you want to pay that fine. Watch out. Somebody got some tickets all piled up on their car. You want to pay those tickets because you want to drive that car. Or it's going to get towed. Watch out where you're planting your seeds. You want it to grow and you want it to flourish. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. That's why David said, vow and pay, and God will deliver you in times of trouble. Where are you planting your seeds? Are you sprinkling them all over the earth? Watch out. Pray and seek the Lord. Where should I plant my seeds, Holy Spirit? Where should I plant my offerings, Holy Spirit? Are you planted in good ground? If you are, You're going to see some miracles, signs, and wonders take place in your life. Thank you, Jesus. Pray and seek the Lord. Where should I plant my seeds? I want to see it grow and blossom in good ground. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. Don't feel you have to pay your vow all at once. As a matter of fact, it will keep you focused if you vow a gift that you can't pay all at one time. Vow something that can take you several weeks or months to pay. It's okay. As you pay, as you can, your focus is on God and you are putting him first in your life. 10% of $10 is $1. You're saying, well, I need this whole $10. Do you trust God this morning? Uh-huh. Do you really trust him? That $1, you see what God would do for you for $1. My God, my God, my God. Watch God work miracles, signs, and wonders in times of trouble when you need an attorney. Uh-huh. Watch God will allow that vow to grow and flourish. Your focus is on God and you're putting him first. Jacob had nothing but still made a faith vow, and God did awesome miracles for him. Genesis 28 and 20. Your vow will release God's power to deliver you. Don't miss out on your blessing. Don't miss out on your miracle. Somebody said, well, I'm going to get a miracle anyway. I ain't going to give nobody my money. Not going to give the church my money. You're not giving your money to the church. You're giving your money to servants of the Almighty Living God. Don't worry. God will empower you to pay your vow. And you will begin to see an escape from your trouble. Uh-huh. You got to pay the bondsman. You got to pay that bail. Or you got to pay that person back that allowed you, loaned you that money. Don't worry, God will empower you to pay your vow. And you will begin to see an escape from your trouble. Ecclesiastes 5 and 4. Trust God. Trust God. Trust God. Lean not to thy own understanding. My God, my God, my God. Release that supernatural power into the lives. That's what Jesus did. He released the supernatural power into the lives of the prophets and apostles and available today to you. When this power is activated, it brings a connection between man, God's creation, and God the divine creator. This secret, when used, releases God's miracle-working power. My God, my God, my God. Release it today. Abraham came into a vow covenant with God. He acknowledged that fact that he was God. It was God who empowered him to prosper. And he vowed to give back to God a portion of those blessings. When you vow to God, I believe you activate the same covenant of prosperity, health, blessing that God made with Abraham. The psalmist said, vow and pay unto your Lord, unto God, and he will deliver you in times of trouble. Psalm 50, verses 14 through 15. God's promise to you is as if you're facing any kind of trouble, vow and pay, and he will deliver you. When you vow and pay, you're actually storing up blessings before need happens. If you don't put anything in, you're not getting anything out. There's no doubt about it. Vowing is a way of thanking God in advance for receiving his blessings. It is declaring to Satan that you are under God's power of protection and releases God's miracle-working power toward our lives in advance. In advance. In advance, my sisters and my brothers. In advance. I expect God to move when I pay my tithes and give my offerings. I expect the hand of God to be released over my finances, the hand and move of God in every area of my life. My sisters and my brothers, obey God and make a vow.
week or each month to the work that are building the kingdom of God. Thank you, Jesus. You expect God to move in your behalf toward your vow until you pay your vow, because God has promises to help you fulfill your vow. He's going to help you fulfill that vow. When you pay those tithes and offerings, yes, you expect God to do something for you. And he's going to help you. He's going to assist you. He promised to help you fulfill your vow. You don't know how. You don't know when. Seeking God first means trusting him with our lives and with all we have. It means giving to God not only when we have something to give, but also giving in times when we have little. Oh, ye of little faith, giving to God both out of our abundance and out of our need is an act of worshiping God. Did you all know that's part of worshiping God? Yes, it is. Some of us think just pooping and howling and jumping and howling and screaming and clapping is the only part of worshiping God. No, giving is a part of worshiping. Yes, it is. Make a vow to the Almighty Living God. Continue your worship on a daily basis. Amen. It's not your money. It all belongs to God. We want to get hush-hush. We want to get quiet when we begin to talk about the money that God has blessed you with, how God is blessing you. You put nothing in the bank, you get nothing out. The more you draw out, what's going to happen? You're not going to have anything left. The more you give, pressed down, shaking together, running over, that's the kind of God that we serve. And we can trust him without a doubt, because what's going to happen? He will surely bring you out. Take your burdens to the Lord and leave them there. We can take our burdens there. But when it comes to our money and our time, I don't know about that. Watch God move on your behalf. Trust him with everything, my sisters and my brothers. Trust him in every area of your life. Men and women of God, trust him in everything. It all belongs to him. Be happy about it. God loves a cheerful giver. The church shouldn't have to beg. No, 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 no. I'm going to church here to beg for $5, $10, $15. My God, that's sad. Trust God, men and women of God. Your giving will not be in vain. Psalm 91. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in him will I trust. Surely he has delivered thee from the snare of the fowler and from nuisance pestilence. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and on his wings shall thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and thy buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the destruction that come at what? Nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wastes at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side and 10,000 at thy right hand, but she'll not come nigh thee, because you trust God. Only with thine eyes should I behold and see the reward of the wicked, because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even Most High, thy habitation. There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling, for he shall give his angels charge over thee, keep thee in all thy ways. I believe in angels. Be careful how you entertain strangers. Maybe an angel in disguise. May not look like you, may not smell like you, may not dress like you. May be an angel in disguise. The word of God says, for he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in thy hands that stash thy foot against a stone. Thou shalt tread upon a lion and an adder. The young lion and dragon shall thou trample under feet, because he has set his love upon me. Therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high, because what? He have known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. Uh-huh. That's the word of God. I will be with him in trouble. He said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. But what kind of life? Long life. And I will satisfy him and do what? Show him my salvation. The word of God for the people of God. Plead my cause, O Lord, with them that strive with me. Fight against them that fight against me. Take hold of shield and buckler and stand up for my help. Draw also thy spear and stop the way against them that persecute me. Say unto my soul, I am thy salvation. Salvation is free. It don't cost you nothing. Jesus paid it all. All to him I owe. So when you give your tithes and give your offerings, you are just doing a blessing. You're receiving a blessing for yourself because Jesus paid it all. You're not doing God a favor. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, I said salvation is free. Somebody said, well, why should I pay tithes and offering? It's his money. Keep that in mind. It's his money. You said you trust him with everything, every area of your life. Trust God. Salvation is free. You're not going to pay your way into heaven. I don't care how much you give. You're not going to pay your way into heaven. You got to live right. You got to do the right thing. You got to walk that straight and narrow path. We know you're not perfect. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus paid it all. All to him I owe. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. He's blessing someone this morning. He's blessing someone this morning. Jesus paid it all. All to him I owe. Salvation is free. Fret not thyself because of evildoers, and be envious of the workers of iniquity. For they shall soon cut down like grass and wither as the green herb. Trust in the Lord and do good, so that thou shalt dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. Delight thyself also in the Lord. He shall give you what? The desires of your heart. Commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in him. He shall bring forth what? He's going to bring it to pass. He's going to bring it to pass, not you. Not your pastor. He's going to bring it to pass. You thank God for those that are praying for you. You thank God for the prayer warriors. You thank God for the intercessory prayer warriors. You thank God for the preach word. You thank God for the teach word. But God is going to bring it to pass. He's using us as his vessels. You give the glory to God. And stop trying to steal the glory for yourself. Some of us are glory seekers. Watch out, glory seekers. You better give that glory to God. Get out of the spotlight. Give that glory to God. He will bring it to pass. The Almighty Living God. You gave somebody a word of knowledge. That's good. You prophesied. That's good. But give God the glory. Thank you, Jesus. Stop going to those gypsies. My God, my God. Stop calling up those psychics. That's not of God. Men and women of God. Yes, I'm talking to men and women of God going to psychics. My God, my God. Reading those cards. Put those cards down. The Ouija board. Put those things down in the name of Jesus. Trust in God, the Almighty Living God. Jesus. Commit thy way unto the Lord and trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. He shall bring it to pass. And he shall bring forth thy righteousness as the light and thy judgment as the noonday. Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. Fret not thyself because of him who prospers in his way. You're the man who bringeth wicked devices to pass. Uh-huh. The man that bring wicked devices to pass. Watch out on those prayer lines. Watch out on who you have praying for you. It behooves you to pray for the gift of discernment. My God, my God, my God. Thank you, Jesus. Stop asking everybody to pray for you. Learn how to pray for yourself. Cry out to God. He knows exactly what you need. Thank you, Jesus. Call on every prayer line in the nation. Don't you trust God? He will hear and answer your prayer. We know there's power in prayer. And there's power in your prayer. Because you said you trust God. So why is it that you don't believe that he hear and answer your prayer? Cease from anger and forsake wrath. Fret not thyself with any wise to do evil. For evildoers shall be cut off, but those that wait upon the Lord, they shall inherit the earth. God has an inheritance waiting for you. Yes, there's power in numbers, but they got to be the right number. It may be, what, two or three? That's what he said in his word, but two or three are gathered, I'll be right there. He didn't say we're 5,000, 6,000, 4,000. You may have a congregation of 10, and that's all right. There's power. You may have a congregation of 2. You, your wife, and your son, and your daughter. That's all right. God is in the midst. And when he wants to multiply, he'll multiply. And he'll put the right people in that congregation. Some of us are worried about the crowd. Stop worrying about how many was there. If Jesus is there, that's enough. As long as I got King Jesus, that's enough. Thank you, God. When they ask you how many was there, well, you know what? Jesus was there. He was in the house. So I thank God. That's all that matters. Stop worrying about the numbers, pastors, bishops. Stop worrying about the numbers. Call on King Jesus and watch him bless your congregation. And as you go out into the highways and the byways and teach and train other individuals, watch God bless you. He will bring them in, but you got to get your house in order first. He'll bring them in. You get your house in order first. For evildoers shall be cut off, but those that wait upon the Lord, they shall inherit the earth. For yet a little while, and the wicked shall not be. Yea, thou shalt diligently consider his place, and it shall not be. But the meek shall inherit the earth, and delight themselves in abundance of peace. Nothing like peace. The wicked plot up against the just and gnash upon him with his teeth. The Lord shall laugh at him, for he see that his day is coming. The wicked have drawn out their sword and have bent their bow to cast down the poor and needy and slay the upright in conversation. Their sword shall enter their own heart, and their bow shall be broken. That's the word of God. It's not my word. Don't get mad with me. A little. Underline that word. I like that word. A little that a righteous man have, are you one of the righteous ones? Underline, highlight a righteous man. A little that a righteous man have is better than the riches of many wicked. My God, my God, my God. Get that in your spirit, men and women of God. You got a little church with a little bit of people in it. They're living. They're trusting God. They're walking by faith and not by sight. A little that a righteous man has is better than the riches of many of the wicked. A little that a righteous man has is better than what? The riches of many of the wicked. For the arms of the wicked shall be broken, but the Lord upholds the righteous. He's upholding you. The prayers of the righteous availeth much. The prayers of the righteous availeth much. The Lord knoweth the days of the upright, and their inheritance shall be what? I like that. Forever. Thank you, Jesus. Their inheritance shall be forever. And forever means forever in the word of God. Their inheritance shall be forever. He has an inheritance waiting for you. Thank you, Jesus. I got a testimony to read to you this morning, letting you know that God is a miracle worker. Individual indicated that she was in need of money to pay her bills. She made a vow unto God. She only had a little bit. A relative who is known as a philanthropy, a person that gives money out to individuals, discreetly, a small white envelope. She took the envelope and threw it in her purse and forgot about it. About 3 days later, she had the urge to clean out her purse. Somebody need to clean out their purse. And she discovered that inside this envelope was a $4,000 check, $800 in cash. She said that there was no logical or obvious reason for that individual to do this. But God, God touched that person's heart. God touched that person's heart. Thank you, Jesus. And God is touching someone's heart to bless you this morning. God is touching that situation that you're going through this morning. He's putting the right signatures on those papers. He's shifting some papers around, moving your case to the front. It was in the back, but God is moving it up. Thank you, Holy Spirit. You're not going to have to wait until next year. God said, write down your plans. Uh-huh. We know that God has a plan for your life. But write down your plans as how you're going to use those finances. And put God first. Thank you, Jesus. God is good. God is doing a marvelous thing right now. Yes, he's shifting those papers. He's moving those numbers. He's changing those figures. It's going to be more than what you can imagine. Yes, he's blessing you right now. He's a miracle worker. He's touching someone's heart. The judge, the attorney, your boss, somebody getting a raise on a job. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. He's touching that system. Mm-hmm. That invention that you designed, that idea that you had. God is allowing it to manifest. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We want to talk this morning about how to affirm the finished works of Jesus Christ. Something often transpires in the way of a miracle when you affirm the finished works of Jesus Christ. And I know he's saying something to someone this morning in reference to it is finished. It's a done deal. It's over. I have the last words. Uh-huh. God has the last words in that situation, not that individual. They think that they were in charge. But God is saying, how you like me now? Something often transpires in the way of a miracle when you affirm the finished works of Jesus Christ, or that the finished results of Jesus Christ. The finished results of Jesus Christ now manifest on my job, in my home, as I walk and travel. The finished works of Jesus Christ. The finished results of Jesus Christ now manifest in that situation or condition, in that child's life, grandchild's life, great-great-grandchild's life, my husband's life, my wife's life, and that wayward son's life, that wayward daughter's life, the finished work of Jesus Christ have now manifested in some situation or condition in your life. Thank you, Jesus. Somebody ought to praise God. Somebody ought to glorify God for the finished work is being completed in your life. Thank you, Jesus. You're going to be able to get things done faster than what you had anticipated. The finished result of Jesus Christ now manifests. Ideas flow in your mind, in your spirit. Thank you, Jesus. Ideas flow in your ministry, in your teaching, in your preaching, in your praying, in your meditation with the Lord. Ideas flow as you write in your journals, as you begin to write your books. Ideas will flow in your recipes. Ha, thank you, Lord. Ideas flow as you build your brand new home, the bottom. Ideas flow. Helpers appear. Volunteering. You ain't got to pay them nothing. God is going to send you some volunteers in your ministry. Not looking for money. God is going to send you some volunteers in your home. Uh-huh. Some things need to be done in your home. But you're saying, Lord, I don't have the money. God is going to send you some volunteers to help you in your studies, students. God is going to send you some ideas that will flow, that will help you to pass that test. Yes, he will. You didn't go to college for that. But God is going to bless you with that new career. God is going to bless you with that promotion. Promotion come neither from the north, the south, the east, or the west, but promotion come from God. Ideas flow. Helpers appear, volunteering their services. You ain't got to worry about who's going to help me. God's going to send you the help that you need. Events occur unexpectedly. That's going to bless you. Your job gets done by the grace of God. Often you will pray, and things will begin to unfold, which point the way to answer prayer, but never quite materialize, and you wonder why. Yeah, you said, I done prayed about it and prayed about it. I don't know what's going on. This is the time to affirm the finished result of Jesus Christ now manifests in this situation for the good of all. Pray no evil prayers. You're not trying to get somebody back. You're not trying to show off. Now let them see what God did for me. No, we're not doing that. We're doing it for the glory of God. The finished result of Jesus Christ now manifests in this situation for the good of all concerned. Building up the kingdom of God. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. This is a time of divine completion that was from this morning. The finished results of Jesus Christ now manifest in this situation for the good of all concerned. This is a time of divine completion in your home, in your job. As you sign those contracts, you write this down and say this before you sign that contract. And read it. Let's say it again. The finished results of Jesus Christ now manifest in this situation for the good of all concerned. This is a time of divine completion. Dear Jesus, glory be to God. I'm going to say it again, but I want you to write it down. Somebody's going to get surgery. Somebody's been asking for a promotion on the job. Somebody's been asking for a raise on the job. Somebody's praying about a new home. Somebody's been involved in a car accident. So Somebody's about to be released from prison. Somebody just want to move into a safe area, a safe space. Somebody need a vacation. Yes, people take vacations in the wintertime. Nothing wrong with that. Somebody need a way out. Write this down. The finished results of Jesus Christ now manifest. In this situation, for the good of all concerned. This is a time of divine completion. Thank you, Jesus. The finished results of Jesus Christ now manifest in this situation for the good of all concerned. This is a time of divine completion. In Jesus' name, amen. We seal all of our prayers in Jesus' name. Something about that name, Jesus. In Jesus' name, we are to buy ourselves a seal and stamp a seal in Jesus' name. Glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Often prayers are almost answered that never quite get answered simply because no one spoke the word of completion. Didn't he say on that cross, it is finished? He said, it's finished. Don't miss your good by praying the situation almost all the way through and then become discouraged when it doesn't quite materialize. You begin to give up when it doesn't happen, when you think it should happen. Don't give up. Hold on to the 11th hour. It's simply waiting for you to seal the result by affirming the finished works of Jesus Christ. My God, my God, my God, is the miracle prayer that can quickly wrap up situations that have lingered on the brink of results. Often the decree of completion is all that has stood between you and the answered prayer. It is finished. It is finished. It is finished. That trial and that tribulation that you've been going through all year long, it is finished. That answer you've been waiting on all year long, it is finished. It is finished. In the name of Jesus, glory be to God. Thank you right now, Lord. It is finished. In Jesus' name, not in my name, not in Louis' name, not in the judge's name, not in my pastor's name, not in my sister's name, not in my brother's name, not in the attorney's name or the judge's name. It is finished. Thank you, Jesus. He has heard and answered your prayer. And he's an on-time God. Yes, he is. It may not come when you think it should come, but he's always on time. His thoughts are much higher than your thoughts. His ways are much better than your ways. God has a way that's mighty sweet and complete. He'll halfway do something like we do. We'll start a project, and maybe the project is still sitting there. You haven't completed it yet. But the word of God says it is finished. He suffered, died, and bled on the cross for your sins and for my sins. It is finished. It's a done deal. I ain't got to cry no more. I ain't got to murmur and complain anymore. It is finished. And you need to let someone know today, it is finished. It is finished. I'm not going to argue about that anymore. I'm not going to have that conversation anymore. I'm not going to worry about that situation anymore. I'm not going through that again this year and next year. It is finished. It's now October 2022, and you are still murmuring and complaining about the same situation. It is finished. I'm no longer going to be concerned about what people think about me or what they say about me. It is finished. He suffered, died, and bled on the cross. It is finished. It's a done deal. Stop going back unless you're giving somebody a testimony, and that testimony is going to uplift someone else and let someone else know that what God will do for well, one, he'll do for others. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. It is finished. Let someone know it is finished. I'm not going over that again. It is finished. That home assignment, it is finished. Those reports I need to complete for school, it is finished. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. I don't have to ask another person about that situation again. It is finished. In Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus, we got the victory. It is finished. It's done. It's a done deal. Thank you, God. That child you've been praying about, it is finished. It is finished. It is done. Stop worrying when you can pray. Why are you worrying? Take your burdens to the Lord and leave them there. Take your disabilities to the Lord and leave them there. Your illnesses, your sicknesses, your trials, your tribulations, your finances. Take them to the Lord and leave them there. It is finished, my dear sisters and brothers. In Jesus' name, it is finished. God is healing someone right now in the name of Jesus. You got to walk by faith and not by sight. God is healing you right now. When you go to the doctor, you will hear a different report. My God, my God, my God. The doctors are going to be amazed. They're going to be puzzled. It's finished. Those bills are going to be paid. Wipe some of those bills out in the name of Jesus. Decrease the bills in the name of Jesus. It is finished. It's a done deal. Thank you, God. He's reviewing that contract right now. It wasn't done properly. It wasn't done properly. My God, my God, my God. It wasn't done properly. God is recreating and adding the words that should be there, that weren't there. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. He's going through that neighborhood, cleaning it out. He's cleaning that neighborhood out where you live. Clean out that apartment building where you live. Moving people off that job that should not be there. Yes, he is. In the name of Jesus, he's moving some things out of your way. He's opening doors for you. Shutting doors that you don't need to go back through. Stop trying to pry that door open. And he always shut that door, and you still try to go back in there. He's taking you out for a reason. Amen? He's moved you for a reason. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. And you're still wondering, what should I do? He's taking you out of that situation for a reason. And you're going to see why. Thank you, Jesus. He's taking you out of that situation for a reason. Thank you, Jesus. And somebody ought to thank God right now. Somebody ought to praise God right now. And you're going to see it. Amen? You're going to see why God moved you out of that situation so you stop murmuring and complaining and stop crying about it. Amen? You're going to see why God moved you out of that situation. Thank you, Jesus. You'll see why God didn't allow you to purchase that house. Thank you, Jesus. You're going to see why God didn't allow you to purchase that new home, that new car. Thank you, Jesus. You're going to see why God didn't allow you to marry that man or that woman. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. God is speaking this morning. He wants you to know it is finished. In the name of Jesus, glory be to God. You are an overcomer, not a survivor. Thank you, God. Praise him and glorify and magnify him. It is finished. I found the answer. I learned how to pray. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. It is finished. Moving those old friends out of your circle. It's finished. God has a new family for you in Jesus Christ. It is finished. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. Stop calling them up, wondering what they're doing, where they are. God has moved them out for a reason. Thank you, Jesus. Stop holding on to the past. You're now a brand new creature in Christ. All things have passed away. And behold, all things have become new. God has now given you a new family in Jesus Christ. And thank him and praise him and bless him. Don't burn any bridges. You just praise and thank God and move on. Walk into the newness of Jesus Christ on this day forth. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Glory be to God. I found the answer. I learned how to pray. Yes, this is Chief Apostle Patricia Stewart, PhD. Write to me at P.O. Box 25021, Baltimore, Maryland, 21229. Thank you for your prayer requests. Thank you for your birthday cards. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. May God bless you back 100-fold. Yes, God is real. Write to me at P.O. Box 25021, Baltimore, Maryland, 21229. To God be the glory for the great things he is doing and the great things he has done in your life. He didn't have to do it, but he did. He woke you up this morning and started you on your way. What a mighty God we serve. Again, this is Chief Apostle Patricia Stewart. Write to me at P.O. Box 25021, Baltimore, Maryland, 21229. May God continue to bless you, keep you, watch over you, and protect you from seen and unseen danger. God bless you real good. I found the answer. I learned how to pray.